We are here today to remember with deep gratitude the courage, devotion, and example of the men and women who have laid down their lives in war, to commend to God all who suffer as a result of war, and to pray for peace and justice in the world.
We remember Heaps, the Somme, Mons, and Verdun.
We remember the Western Desert, El Alamein, and the Normandy beaches.
We remember Dresden, Hiroshima, and the Burma Road.
We remember Korea, the Falkland Islands, and Northern Ireland.
We remember Iraq and Afghanistan.
We remember love and courage and sacrifice poured out for a better world. Let us remember before God and commend to his sure keeping those who have died for their country in war, those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of mankind.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not wither them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Thank you.
Ever living God, we remember those who have gone before us from the storm of war, through the gates of death. May your eternal peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Continuation of our service today. We have our freedom, and sometimes we misuse our freedom. But Jesus died on the cross such that you and I can seek forgiveness for those mistakes, to repent from our sins, turn away from them, and receive the love of God. That's what we're going to do now. Let's take a moment just to reflect on our lives and where we have fallen short of what we would hope to be. Turn to God. A moment of silence for you to reflect upon that. We live in a sinful and violent world. We are part of that world. We are part of its shame. So let us come to God in penitence and ask for his forgiveness. Lord God, we confess our sins and selfishness, our pride and greed, the evil divisions we create and sustain. Forgive us and help us. We confess our share in the world's wrong and our failure to strive for peace and justice. Forgive us and help us. We confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart, nor our neighbours as ourselves. Forgive us and help us. And may God wash away our selfishness and sin. May he fill our hearts with his peace and our lives with his praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Now, before I reflect, we're going to have a couple of readings from the Bible. Nigel's going to read from the book of Thessalonians, and then Bridget afterwards will read from the Gospel of Matthew.
The reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and our left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The reading is from Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. Parable of the Ten Girls. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Once there were 10 girls who took their oil lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and the other 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any extra oil with them, while the wise ones took containers full of oil for their lamps. The bridegroom was late coming, so the girls began to nod and fall asleep. It was already midnight when the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom, come and meet him." The 10 girls woke up and trimmed their lamps. Then the foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Let us have some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." "No, indeed," the wise ones answered, "there is not enough for you and for us. Go to the shop and buy some for yourselves." So the foolish girls went off to buy some oil, and while they were gone, the bridegroom arrived. The 5 girls who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was closed. Later, the other girls arrived. "Sir, sir, let us in," they cried out. "Certainly not, I don't know you," the bridegroom answered. And Jesus concluded, "Be on your guard then, because you do not know the day or the hour." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If you speak to my wife Susie, she will tell you that I was late for our wedding. I'm not sure that I was late, but certainly she may have been early. My best man and I were in the White Hart in Purbrook having one last drink and one last game of pool before the big event. There are two issues with that. Firstly, we were so distracted by the game of pool that we never noticed Susie's car arriving down the road. And secondly, we really aren't very good at pool, and the game did take some time. The combination of these two issues meant that it is possible that Susie's car did have to go around the block again whilst I and my best man quickly ambled down the road, sucking on an extra strong mint. I wonder what the biggest thing is that you have been too distracted to notice. Whatever it is, it cannot be as bad as those ladies or the girls that we heard in the reading read by Bridget, in that parable told by Jesus. Here they are, looking for the bridegroom, who apparently is also running a little late. Perhaps he was playing the equivalent of pool in ancient Israel. Their biggest sin does not seem to be that they were caught napping and fell asleep, but that actually they were not prepared for when the bridegroom did arrive. They were caught out and found wanting. So what did they miss out on? Well, if it's not clear, the story that Jesus told is about him and us. We are the potential brides, and he is the bridegroom. It's a slightly odd analogy for our ears in 2020, especially if you happen to be a bloke. But nevertheless, one thing is clear. From this parable, we find that Jesus has more for us than we can possibly see in the here and the now. The author of our reading from 1 Thessalonians, read so well by Nigel earlier on, seems to suggest that the thing that Jesus has for us is a better place. Perhaps what we sometimes in our English language refer to as heaven. A place where there is no more pain and no more suffering. The passage translation of the Bible puts it like this. For the Lord himself will appear with a declaration of victory, the shout of an archangel and the trumpet blast of God. He will descend from the heavenly realm and command those who are dead in Christ to rise first. Then we who are alive will join them, transported together in clouds, to have an encounter with the Lord in the air. And we will be forever joined with the Lord. These words, true as they are, were written in the context of an ancient nation, besieged by a foreign power. A nation who was used to the ravages of war. And a nation that had been invaded time after time after time. I'm sure the hope of a better place, not only for those who had died, but also for those who were still alive, was indeed needed. I have been fortunate enough to never have been in such a situation. However, I have and do minister to men and women who have been in such places. And I have seen the impact it can have on a life and the hope within that life. I'm sure that in the mud of our battlefields, in the ships and aircraft on fire, and in the heat of war, men and women need that hope of a better place, not only for themselves, but also for those who have fallen. But let me talk to you of that better place. Because we have turned it into some sort of cartoon caricature, more akin to Teletubby Man than the kingdom of God as described by Jesus. What hope is God's kingdom if you must first die to enter it? The men and the women who died for us did so not for some future heaven beyond this life, but for a better world today. The same hope for a better world that Jesus came to usher in. Heaven, or what I have been referring to as the kingdom of God, is not just some future place. Jesus taught that it can be found in the here and the now. Indeed, it must be found in the here and the now. Otherwise, what have those who have fallen sacrificed so much for? The overarching message of Jesus in this book that we read is that the kingdom of God is found in loving God and loving one another. Everything else is decoration. Yes, heaven is found in the worship of God. And the worship of God in heaven is also found, Jesus said, by the way that we treat one another. Heaven is found in the laying down of your life now as we live for one another. Heaven is found in the business providing school meals during the summer holidays. Heaven is found by knocking on your neighbour's door, even though you know they will want to chat for longer than you have to spare. Heaven is found in seeking to do the most we can do to avoid the spread of this virus, rather than seeking to see what we can get away with. Heaven is found in disagreeing with one another, and yet still loving one another. Heaven is found in the here and the now, in the taking up the challenge to follow the Master Jesus and to commit to see God's kingdom come. Men and women have died so that we might see God's kingdom come. What is our response to that, to make a better world today? Let us not be found napping, distracted and unprepared. And now Sandra will lead us in our prayers.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, from whose love we cannot be parted, either by death or life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for all who we will remember this day. We pray for those who have died on active service, or as a result of their wounds, both visible and hidden, in the two world wars of 1914-18 and 1939-45, and in the wars since, naming the Falklands, Iraq and Afghanistan. We continue to pray for those nations that endure hostility and mayhem through war, and through terrorism and natural disaster. Help us to see all our connectedness and do whatever we can to bring comfort and relief to the stricken today. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for wisdom for the leaders of the nation. We pray especially at this time for the voters of America, for the candidates in that election, and for our own leaders as they negotiate on many fronts in troubled times. We pray for clarity, for wisdom, and for sound judgment and good discussion as they discern the best path for our country as we enter a renewed time of lockdown. Also for our well-being and that of our neighbours in the Brexit negotiations. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Dear God, We pray for the old and the young as they face different challenges. Those who fear for their jobs and livelihoods, and those who face hunger. We live before you and give thanks for people who donate and organise food and comfort for those in need, thinking particularly of community food banks. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We bring before God all those who are sick or in need of our help and mentioned in our weekly sheet. Those about whom we are concerned or worried, and all whose situations weigh heavily on us, asking for his healing and his peace. We pray too for all who mourn the loss of a loved one, and for those facing today and have faced down the years the grief and shock of a sudden death, through illness, accident, or through war, and who are still struggling to understand or to find a way of living. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And finally, Lord, as we honour courage and cherish memories, may we put our faith in you. For you are the source of life, peace and hope, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Sandra. And we bring the prayers that Sandra brought us together in a special prayer for Remembrance Sunday. God, our refuge and strength, bring near the day when wars shall cease, and poverty and pain shall end, that earth may know the peace of heaven, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And bringing all those prayers and the prayers of our hearts together, we say the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now we're going to have a more modern song, but a hymn-like song. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior, He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need His power is displayed. To this I hold, my Shepherd will be. Shall overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me. we're sure the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me. I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me, until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
And as we come to the end of our time here together today, I want to say to you, if anything that you heard on this act of remembrance and service today has made you think a bit about this, and you wish to have a discussion or simply a cup of coffee or a cup of tea with me or someone else, then please do get in contact. We are here to serve Bedhampton Parish. That is what we are here for. And if you need to have that conversation, indeed, if you'd like to investigate who this Jesus character is further, please do get in contact with me. It would be my delight to have a conversation with you. We do all that we do through the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ in us. And so with that in mind, we can now make our act of commitment to the people of the world. As we say together, let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our fellow men, that we may help, encourage, and comfort others, and support those working for the relief of the needy and for the peace and welfare of the nations. The God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in him, so that we may overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ.